Hey all, Chris Bassett here, and this is the I Drank Too Much This Weekend podcast. On this episode of the podcast, I'm going to talk about getting raped in Walmart. Well, not really. Wasps attack. Guest Jamie screams and runs away. And then the sunlight melts my phone. Let's get into the pod. All right, my guest today is Jamie.
Yep.
Yep. Hey, did I tell you? I know I did. Okay, so let
Sorry for my absence. I know you guys were sad.
You mean abscess. You got a lot of pimples. We got to pop them. All the pus comes out of your puss.
But you said it was on my face.
Oh, yeah, probably. So yeah, something funny that happened last week. I think I already told Jamie, but I haven't described this story yet. So I went to Walmart, and I was in the discount aisle.
This is cheap.
Yeah, just checking stuff out. And a little Indian woman was in there as well. She was probably like 4'6". Her nose came to my nipples.
It
was.
You liked it.
It was awkward. But we were. I made a comment like, hey, did you take all the discounts? And it opened her up to like man-hating. Because then she was going off on a tangent. She's like, yeah, all you men do this and do that.
She was probably correct.
And so I wasps.
No!
Look out.
Can we move?
No, he flew away.
I don't care.
Here, let me kill it real
he
fast.
He can come back.
Here, let me kill it. It's it's a friend. Is that what the noise was you were looking for earlier?
No, it didn't go out.
But
where'd it go?
It flew away. So
I get stung.
Right?
You're dead.
Oh, I'm gonna give you a stinger.
Oh, you're not. Yeah, stinger.
Yeah, it's a little itty bitty prick. It's it'll just hurt for a second.
Get back to your story.
So, We were chatting, and you know, pleasantries and politeness is aplenty.
Which is shocking.
That's a lot of peas.
It is.
And so I left and went to continue my shopping. I went over to the grocery side of Walmart, and she comes running up behind me, and she's like, "Oh, I'm so glad I found you." She was like, "I never."
Which is something that he never hears.
She was like, "I never do this, but I just wanted to say you're gorgeous." There's bees.
Why? Can we just move somewhere else?
And so she's like, you have a beautiful smile. And I said, thank you. And then so we were talking, and she was like, yeah, my daughter is very pretty too. And I'm like, okay. And so she brings up a picture of her daughter. And this is the weird part, is her daughter was actually the girl that I was going to go on a date with.
But she...
Friday before. But she blew me off because I'm a drunk. I said to her, I made a joke about drinking an entire box of wine.
Which he did.
And she's like, well, that's a huge red flag. And then so I was asking the mom, I'm like, you know, your daughter blew me off because I made an alcohol joke. And the mom said, well, yeah, because her father was an abusive alcoholic.
That's fair.
I'm like, oh, okay, I get it. But yeah, so part, you know, I was thinking about this later, like, do you suppose that the mom was using the daughter's photographs to create a profile?
I don't think so.
Because how coincidental is that? That's like, I meet this lady in Walmart, and she wants my dick.
Well, what is that?
It's there's a dragonfly.
Okay.
There's a wasp on the... Oh,
this is what I think.
So paranoid.
I think that she is a good mother and is trying to set her daughter up. Okay?
Okay.
Because you mentioned the comment that you made, and she didn't react as if she said it or something. I don't remember.
But yeah, I just thought it was strange. She did say that. She said, she's like, I believe in serendipity.
Yep.
And I was like,
because you don't.
No, I have no spiritual beliefs.
Nope.
I believe.
Ah! Oh, my word. It's right there. Can you step on him?
Yes. Calm down.
Quick feet.
Look, watch. He's a sleepy guy.
Is he? Yeah. No, he's not. He just blew up.
I gotta edit all this out of the podcast. Ah! Calm down. Here we go. Ready? Three. He's being really difficult.
Thought he was sleepy.
He's a special fella.
If we just move.
Let me grab. There's a tennis racket in the.
Why don't you just stop this?
Stop what?
The podcast.
That's fine. I can edit all this in post.
Where is it? Where'd it go?
It's like in the leaf pile underneath the beginning of the gutter.
Oh, he climbed into the house.
Yeah, because there's probably a nest there.
Oh, yeah, there's a nest there.
Oh, let's just wake it up. Let's wake up the beast. I thought you had spray.
I did spray. I got some spray. Hold on.
This is taking longer than it should. Drown them bitches. Even though they're all boys, because I'm pretty sure they're like bees and the queen stays. I don't even feel bad for them.
Yeah.
No. I mean, I know they pollen. Well, I don't know if wasps do.
No, wasps eat other.
Just the bees.
Other bees, yeah. They're a predator. They eat like other bugs.
Okay. Serendipity.
Serendipitous. No, so yeah, something else that I haven't said on the podcast was I went to that bar called the Coliseum. Not the Coliseum.
I can't help you out. We were broken up.
Okay. It's like the Excavators. Nope. It has like gladiator themes. Anyway, there was a gay guy there and he wants to blow me for $1,000.
This is a true statement.
So I took him up on his offer.
That's not a true statement.
And now I have $1,000. What do you want to do with it? I have $1,000 in chlamydia. What do you want to do with it?
Not sleep with you.
That's rude.
Well.
Have you ever had scabies?
No.
Rabies.
No.
Slurpees.
Yes.
You've had slurpees?
Like a slurpee to drink.
Oh, what about herpes?
Oh, I have cold sores.
Oh, on your vagina? Which lips? The top
ones. The
lips.
Ones underneath my nose.
Oh.
I knew you were going to say the top ones, and then you're going to make some other stupid joke.
Stupid. So what else happened? Do you have anything this weekend? What'd you do on Thursday?
I had to go on a date.
Yeah? How was that guy? Or gal?
It's a boy.
Is it?
I identify as a heterosexual.
I identify as a shoelace.
Why?
Because I...
Why do you say these things? A shoelace.
Because I keep your shoes tight.
No, you don't.
Yeah. High and tight.
No.
High as a kite. How many edibles have you had?
Just one.
That's not enough.
Ah.
I need some edibles.
No, you don't.
I would like to try some. Be a good idea.
Okay. Die. He is like not dying.
Yeah, they. Nap time.
Slowly napping. Oh, dude, there's a bit another one down there. Oh, and there's one right there.
They're
coming out.
That's the same one, isn't it? No. Oh, okay. They're hanging out. Hanging round downtown by myself, and I had so much caffeine. Stop and look at myself, and there they were. Like double Harry Potters. Oh, there they were. Like disco lemonade. I had ants and wasps. Oh, they died. Poor guys.
You have to edit out a lot.
Nah. Only 8 people listen to this. They could just...
That's true. I don't even listen to this.
Owie.
Damn.
If I had feelings...
You're getting better.
At
having those feelings. You've got that loving feeling. Stop.
So what? What else?
I don't know.
What else happened?
You decided that you can't live without me.
I decided that.
Oh, God.
Get! You get out of here!
Oh, my God. Don't spray me.
No.
What did you decide again? Let's hear it. Let's see.
You know what? I wonder. Someone in Illinois won the Mega Millions jackpot. You talk to your parents lately?
No, I have not.
Like, hello, Dan.
Hello, Teresa. Well, I text my mom every morning. Well, she texts me every morning. Let's get that right.
Oh, yeah. Oh, your mama loves you.
She does. So does my dad.
Mm-hmm. Must be nice to have a family. What's that like? What's it like to have parents that don't rape you?
It's pretty nice, I gotta say.
Well, I wouldn't know. I wouldn't know what it's like not to get raped by your parents.
Both of them?
Both.
Ooh, that's sad. Yeah.
Well, I told you, Dad used to kiss on the lips all the time. He used to force me.
That's not rape.
I'm going to say it's abuse.
Oh.
Okay. Unless you really like
or
your dad.
It's like just sick.
Yeah. It's just not a normal thing, I don't think.
No.
Okay. I don't know how many people kiss on. I think actually.
Like moms and kids could. But my parents never kissed me on the lips. Well,
it's because they hate you.
That I remember.
If they really loved you, they would give you French kisses. They'd be like, Jamie, this is how
our
family
should. That's what your parents gave you, and look at you now.
Look at me go. Mm-hmm. I'm a full-on psycho. Schizophrenic. I got so many personalities. They all love rape. I think it depends on, like, how you grew up. Because I think my dad, you know, older generations used to kiss on the lips. That's sunlight. Don't be afraid of that. Ah, the sunlight.
There was a shadow.
There was a shadow.
How old
shadow
was your
man.
Dad? How old was your dad?
65.
So he's about my parents' age. They didn't do that shit.
Hmm. All right.
Well, remember, your dad was on the
math.
The list.
Oh, the list for... Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yep. Dad was a pedophile.
I don't know why I'm laughing. I am because of the...
It's funny.
No.
You have to laugh at tragedy, at personal tragedies. Right. If I couldn't laugh, then I would have jumped off a bridge by now.
Well, maybe we should have stopped the laughter.
But yeah, no, He was on the list. He had child porn on the computer, got busted.
Mm.
Did I tell you I asked him?
You did.
I was like, hey, I heard there was. You want to hear something crazy? There was a guy named Brian Bassett that got arrested for child pornography.
Let's just lay his name out there.
Oh, we'll bleep that out.
Like, I don't know if that...
And so he just went, huh, that was it. No, that's crazy or that's... Nothing. And then just looked away. And I said,
yeah, it's true.
Poor guy. I mean, at least when I have child pornography, I haven't got caught yet. So I keep it in a shoebox under my bed.
It must be a small shoebox.
Yeah, because it's pictures of children, so they're all small.
Oh, my God. You just need to stop that. Hey, did you know that one day, the last week, Chris and I... talked about if we would be cereal.
Yep.
Did I say it?
I hate cereal.
No,
Murder
no, no.
Cocoa Krispies. Serious killers.
Yeah. You know,
nope.
Like the ones
Cereal killers.
Cereal killers.
Yeah. With an S, not a C.
Can you stop talking?
Never.
So we both decided that we would be what are called vigilantes. We'd go after the bad people.
Yes.
And our main target would be pedophiles.
Oh, for sure.
But we kind of didn't... Oh, did we decide on poison?
To how to kill them?
Yeah.
I think the way to kill someone and not get caught, right? I mean, obviously, if you're trying to murder someone, you could murder them with your hands or a gun or a knife. But you're leaving forensic evidence around. People are going to find, hey, you got a gun, you got gunpowder on your hand, you got this blood splatter. Do you ever watch any...
Are you kidding me?
Murder shows.
It's
okay.
It's like my favorite thing.
It's your passion. Yeah. I know. You're like, I'm having trouble going to sleep. Let me watch murder.
It's so true.
Murder puts me right to bed.
It does. It's so interesting.
So yeah, I would use some sort of method or technique that would look like an accident, right? You'd have you'd lure the pedophile into like the forest, and they would fall into a pit of spikes. Hey, so that ended really strange, that last segment. We were out in the sun. The phone was in direct sunlight, so it overheated and shut off. So it cut a few more minutes off the topic we were talking about, murdering. But yeah, so I'd throw people in spikes or cut the brake line. Easy way to kill somebody. Also, there's the traditional ice pick that's actually made out of ice, like an icicle, then the evidence melts. But yeah, so that's it for this week's podcast. Follow me on my social media. Search Chris Bassett on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. Really appreciate that. And then also, if you want to support the podcast, I have pint glasses and t-shirts for sale. So check out the link in the description, chrisbassettcreator-spring.com. And really appreciate you funding my drug-induced, alcohol-induced adventures. Later, masturbators.